Simon & Schuster Audio presents Last Car to Elysian Fields, a Dave Robichaux novel by James Lee Burke. Read by Mark Hammer.
Chapter 1. The first week after Labor Day, after a summer of hot wind and drought that left the cane fields dust-blown and spider-webbed with cracks, rain showers once more danced across the wetlands. The temperature dropped 20 degrees, and the sky turned the hard, flawless blue of an inverted ceramic bowl. In the evenings, I sat on the back steps of a rented shotgun house on Bayou Teche and watched the boats passing in the twilight and listened to the Sunset Limited blowing down the line. Just as the light went out of the sky, the moon would rise like an orange planet above the oaks that covered my rented backyard. Then I would go inside and fix supper for myself and eat alone at the kitchen table. But in my heart, the autumnal odor of gas on the wind, the gold and dark green of the trees, and the flame-lit edges of the leaves were less a sign of Indian summer than a prelude to winter rains in the short gray days of December and January, when smoke would plume from stubble fires in the cane fields and the sun would be only a yellow vapor in the west.